of Matthew chapter number 12. As our custom is here, we'll stand for the reading of the Word of God found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 12. I'd like to start reading in verse number 38. I'm glad he came to me. I couldn't get to where he was, but I sure am glad he could get to where I was. We've been preaching on a text now for about 5 weeks. I told you Wednesday night that unless the Lord changed things, it would conclude the book of Jonah. But I got one more this morning. And it seems the Lord has directed us to this passage, and I'd like to share with this. And won't be long in preaching today, so you pray for me. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 12, verse 38. I'm glad I got a Bible that's still right in this day and this hour. If you're glad you're saved, say amen this morning. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas, or Jonah. For as Jonas, or Jonah, was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Verse 41. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, or they'll stand up as a witness, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And here's our phrase this morning. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. You may be seated. Father, we love you. We thank you for this special time today in your house, hearing the old stories that has been sung. And thank you for the good Spirit of God. Thank you for our friends and family. Thank you for our Bible. God, we pray for our nation today. Lord, I thank you for these that you have drawn by your amazing grace and you've saved. And I pray if it be one here today and has a troubled heart, God, they realize they're lost. I pray that they would reach out of their heart by faith. And God, you'd save them by grace this morning. Do that only what you can do. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for letting us live in the greatest nation under your heaven. Thank you for letting me be in a fundamental church this morning that still believes in worship and the old time ways of the Spirit of God. Help us now this morning. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen and amen. And the phrase, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Now I want you to turn over to the left of your Bible and find the book of Jonah right before Micah and Obadiah. I want to preach on that, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Jonah was a very unique Bible character. Only 4 short chapters was written about him. He was mentioned in the book of 2 Kings as a prophet. They heard his preaching, and so you know the stories. I've been preaching about it. God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh, but Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. And so God prepared a great fish. The sailors throwed him overboard, and the fish swallowed Jonah. I still believe my Bible. Some folks can't believe that. I still believe there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I believe that God prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And now here he's writing to the nation of Israel, and he said, I want y'all to know something. Because of the repentance of Nineveh, as wicked as they were, they're going to stand up and they're going to give a witness in the day of judgment. They repented at preaching, but you did not. And I want you to know that they're going to stand there that day. And so he said, but I also want you to know, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Aren't you glad that Jesus is a lot greater than Jonah this morning? And so there's 3 quick things I want to get through. First of all, you'll notice in our text in Matthew's Gospel, there's a telling of Christ and Jonah is given. He said that there's a greater than Jonah that is here. Jesus is here today. I sure am glad that my hope is not in a preacher or in a religion, but I sure am thankful it's in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, I want you all to know, Jonah was a pretty good fella, run from God, but there's one a lot greater than Jonah here. And so here the telling of Christ in Jonah is given in Matthew. But then secondly, not only the telling of Christ in Jonah is given, but let's look in depth a few minutes at the types of Christ in Jonah that is gathered. The types of Christ in Jonah that is gathered. Now, you'll notice in the book of Jonah, chapter number 1, the Lord referred to him as Jonah, the son of Amittai. So this type of Christ in Jonah, first of all, we see a type in reference. The name Jonah. Name Jonah means a dove. The dove is a messenger and also a mourner. Can I remind you, in Isaiah 53, Jesus was meek and lowly. Boy, he came and he opened not his mouth as a lamb to the slaughter. And here we see this type of Christ in Jonah. We see this type of reference in the name. Jonah means dove or mourner. But then secondly, not only this type has to do with a reference, it has to do with a rescue. In Jonah chapter number 1, Jesus says, arise and go to Nineveh. But did you know something? Jesus was sent. And I sure am glad that these types of rescue, that Jonah was told to go to a city, but for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jonah was sent to Nineveh, but Jesus was sent for the sins of the whole wide world. And I sure am glad I know him as my Savior this morning. So these types, I love this typology through the Old Testament that points us to Jesus. All through our Bible, these types are there. But in Jonah, there's a type of the reference. There's a type of rescue. But then in chapter 1, verse 15, there's a type of rejection. Notice this about Jonah. Remember now, the Lord told him to go to Nineveh and preach, and the Bible said he had a different idea. So he disobeyed God, and he went down toward Tarshish. He bought him a ticket at a ship. And the Bible said he paid the fare thereof. It always cost you more than what you thought it would cost you to disobey God. And so here this rejection. Now he gets on this boat. He's sailing away from God's orders. And God lets a storm come up. I got news for this new crowd, this woke agenda, about all of this global warming and cooling. Maybe some facts of that, but honey, let me tell you, God's over the weather this morning. And God does as he pleases. He says he has his way in the whirlwind. And so here we find out in this type that there is one of rejection. So Jonah gets on board, the storm gets up, and he says, let me tell you the reason the storms got up because of me. Now Jonah 1:15, watch this type. So they took up Jonah, cast him forth in the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. It's a type of rejection. You know something? Here, they didn't want Jonah on board. This old world don't want Jesus on board this morning. I'm reminded of something in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. I found it yesterday evening. I want to read it to you about this rejection as it has to do. In Luke chapter number 4, in verse number 28, there the Bible says, and all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled with wrath. Look what they done to Jesus. They rose up and thrust him out of the city, led him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. The type in Jonah has to do with rejection. They didn't want Jonah on board, and this old world don't want Jesus on board. And so not only this rescue and this rejection, but look in Jonah 1:15, there's a type of redemption. The Bible said this, so they took up Jonah, cast him forth in the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. What about this thing of redemption, preacher? Well, you see, to save those on the ship, Jonah had to be cast in the sea. So Christ, to save a sinking world, went down in the waters of death, only one man could save them. One man there on that ship of Jonah saved several men that day, the seaman and the captain of the ship. But Jesus came to save the whole wide world. And I sure am thankful that in this type of Jonah, it has to do with redemption. And then in chapter 1, verse 17, it has to do with resurrection. The Bible said, "And now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God out of the fish's belly." And look in verse 10. "And the Lord spake in the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." Preacher, what you thought there on that type of Jonah with Christ in that phrase? Well, it has to do not only with redemption, but also resurrection. You see, the fish let Jonah out, but Jesus let his own self out. On the third day, he rose to victory. Jesus died on an old Roman cross for the sins of this world. That ain't the end of the story. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. But on the third day, as we celebrate on Easter morning, Jesus came forth victor over death, hell, and the grave. The fish turned to loose Jonah, but honey, let me tell you, the grave turned to loose of Jesus. And Jesus said, "I'm a-getting out of here," and that ain't the end of it. He's a-coming back one day. You better get ready to meet Him. I'm glad I know the Lord Jesus today in that of redemption and resurrection. Then look in chapter 3, verse 1 of Jonah. Not only does it have to do with redemption and resurrection, it has to do with reappearance. Chapter 3 in the book of Jonah, verse number 1. "The word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, arise and go to Nineveh." His reappearance. You know, Jonah, as I said Wednesday night, the people had heard this miraculous thing that had happened in Nineveh. When this fish spit out Jonah, it got all the way back to Nineveh. The Bible said that they had heard about that news, and when they came in, they believed the preaching of Jonah. But here this morning in this text, we see about this reappearance. He went and he appeared to many down at Nineveh. But I will remind you in Mark 16, Jesus in his reappearance, he went down to a crying woman at a tomb and he cried out and said, "Mary." Then he found two walking on the Emmaus Road back home. Then he went in to the 11 disciples in the upper room. Aren't you glad that Jesus in the type, he has reappeared? Aren't you glad he didn't stay gone? Thank God he still moves around in our heart and in the midst of the sanctuary in this day and this hour. And then this type of Christ in Jonah is gathered not only in redemption and resurrection and reappearance, but look in chapter 3, verse 4, in recruiting. I want you to get this before I move on. Jonah 3 and verse 4, the type of recruiting. The Bible said in Jonah 3, in verse 3, "So Jonah arose," verse 4, "he began to enter in the city a day's journey." And look what happened. "He cried and he said, 'Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.'" Here's the thought. "So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even the least of them." What's going on, preacher? Well, this type of Christ in Jonah's gathered here in recruiting is they repented at the preaching of Jonas. They believed. And this day and this hour, we as believers, we are recruited. We are ambassadors for Christ. We're to be a light on a hillside. You know something? You are to be a light wherever you go, whatever you do. God has put you in situations to be a light. And a little bit of light goes a long way in a dark hour. And if there's ever been a day and an hour when a Christian needs to turn the light on, it is in this dark world, honey, because this world is crazy. But aren't you glad it's still a few lights shining bright in this day and this hour? Oh, we need some men to be men and some ladies to be ladies and young people to be young people. for the goodness and the glory of God. I'm glad He's still recruiting soldiers. Why, He saved two last Sunday. One little one and one older, Brother Tim. Ain't you glad God's in the recruiting business? You couldn't get to Him, but He could come to you. I'm glad one day He reached down to where I was, put me in the family of God. And now believers are going around this world telling the old, old story. Jesus said, thank God I'm on the winning side this morning. Honey, I got nothing to be sad about. I'm glad I got a home in heaven. My name is written down yonder in glory land. I'm a member of the greatest family on planet earth, the family of God. Hallelujah. I got some bad genetics back in Tennessee. But honey, I got some good genetics yonder in glory land. The precious Son of God who hung and died for the sins of this world. Oh, today, the types of Christ in Jonah. We see in this text, lastly, not only the telling of Christ in Jonah is giving, the types of Christ in Jonah is gathered, but lastly, the truth of Christ in Jonah is greater. Isn't it something that He said, you know, Jonas was a great story. The fish did turn him loose, but there's one a lot greater than Jonah. I'm glad I know who Jesus is today. I'm not asking you if you've been baptized or if you joined a church or you're a pretty good woman or a pretty good fella. I want to ask you if you ever turned to Christ by faith, repented of your sins, and you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The truth of Christ in Jonah is greater. Watch this text now. First of all, the truth of Christ in Jonah is greater because of his manhood. You see, Jonah was a son. Brother Shane, Christ was the Son of God. 1 John chapter number 5. I love this text. You ought to mark it in your Bible. Won't be much longer. 1 John 5. And this truth of Christ in Jonah is greater. It's greater because of his manhood. Jonah was a son, but Christ was the precious Son of God. 1 John 5 and 5. There the Bible says, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, there's a lot of folks, they believe in God, but they don't believe Jesus was the Son of God. You'll not get to heaven without Jesus. He's the Son of God. Isn't it amazing? God did not give out of what He had, but He gave all He had, His only begotten Son. And may we never take that lightly in our church when we hear a song about the precious Lamb of God. Aren't you glad that Jesus was the Son of God and we've believed upon Him and He's given us eternal life? The truth of Christ in Jonah is greater. Greater because of His manhood, but secondly, because of His mission. Jonah didn't want to go, but Jesus said, I'll go. When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, He said, I ain't doing that. I don't like them people at all. They're our enemy. I ain't going down there for nothing. He said, by the way, He said, I know the preaching of work. I know you're a God of mercy. If I go over there, all them people's going to get saved. Let me tell you something. In this thing, He's greater than Jonah because of His mission. Jonah didn't want to go, but Jesus said, I'll go. In Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, I'm glad we had a Savior that would go. I sure am glad He didn't stay in heaven, but I'm glad He had us on His mind. Philippians 2 and 8, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Isn't that amazing? The truth of Christ in Jonah is greater because of His manhood and because of His mission. Oh, Jonah didn't want to go. Jesus said, I'll go. You ever thought what Jesus gave up to come here and die on a cross? Had everything that only our Bible can tell us about, the things we've never experienced, but we that are going to heaven will experience it. Can you imagine someone gave all that up to come be born of a virgin woman in a lowly stable, walk through this old world and get on a cross and die for me and die for you? The truth of Christ in Jonah is greater because of the mission. Jesus said, I'll go. And then it's greater because of the message. Jonah died to save some, remember? He said, if y'all throw me overboard, Brother Randall, y'all will be all right. So Jonah gave his life for a few. But can I tell you, Jesus gave his life for all. What a message. Jonah died to save some. Christ died to save all. In 1 John 2 and verse number 2, there the Bible says this, and he is the propitiation. That's a big, long word in the country, but it simply means a sacrifice that satisfies. He said he's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. What a message. The message is so much greater than Jonah's. Jesus came to save the world. And then, the truth of Christ in Jonah is greater because not only his manhood and his mission and his message, but because of the miracle. Oh my goodness, the fish let Jonah out. But in Philippians 3 and 10, Christ rose to victory. As I've already said, what a great miracle. That's a lot greater than Jonah. And then what about the truth of mercy? Jonah preached all judgment, but Jesus preached mercy. In Ephesians 2 and 15, you know, I believe in straight Bible preaching. I believe that a preacher can preach the truth without being mean about it, without having an attitude. But let me tell you something. Jonah preached judgment. Jesus did preach judgment, but he also preached a lot of mercy. And I sure am glad. The Bible tells me in Ephesians 2 and verse number 15, he says, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, came and preached peace to you which were far off and of them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. My goodness, he's a lot greater than Jonah because of his mercy. I'm glad Jesus shows mercy. You know, in our school systems and lots in our government, they won't allow the Ten Commandments to be placed in public facilities or in our schoolhouses anymore. Some do. But can I tell you something? The law is still perfect. God wrote it, and it'll stand forever. But aren't you glad we can't be saved by the law? There's nobody here can live good enough to go to heaven. There's none good, no, not one. And Jesus said he came to show us mercy and not the law. I sure am thankful that he's greater than Jonah because of his mercy. Oh, Jonah didn't have much mercy. Y'all remember Wednesday night, Brother Scott, you'd be coming. Y'all remember I told you where the Bible says in chapter number 4 of Jonah, Brother Daniel, you know what he done? He went and preached. They turned to God, and the Bible said he went and sat on the hillside and watched that city. You know what he's probably saying? God, get them. You said 40 days, I want to see the fire fall and burn this whole bunch up. But Jesus come not bring death, but he come that we may have life. Glad he showed me mercy. Why would some of you want to judge somebody? What about the mercy that it took to get you to where you are today? How many times you ever told God you wouldn't do something, but you found yourself doing it again? You know why we do that? Because we're human. God's perfect. He's holy.
Yes, he is.
And he died for the sins of the whole wide world. I'll meet old Jonah one day, Lee. I believe he's in heaven.
Yes, sir.
But I can hardly wait to see the one that's greater than Jonah. The Lord Jesus.
hung and died for us. So I come to tell you this morning, there's a greater than Jonas here. He's the Lord Jesus. He loves us. He died for us. Brother Scott's going to sing. I want to open up this altar, whatever you need this morning. If you've never been saved, it'd be a good morning to come put your faith in Christ.
Yes, sir.
That loves you, died for you. It'd be people pray for you if you want to come. I'm so tired of religion, highfalutin churches. Why don't we just get down and get real to where we all live and how high and holy Jesus is. We need Jesus and we need each other. You come this morning. As my brother said, whatever you need, you come.